Welcome to Torah Imech Haftar, the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Haaretz, and today we will be studying the first Haftarah of Talas de Puranusa, the first Shabbos after Shivas Arba Tamuz. A special Haftarah is read, not related to the Parshas HaShavua, but related to Bein HaMitzarim. It comes from Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Aleph, the entire Perek Aleph, and then Perek Beis, Psukim Aleph through Gimel, and that is what we are going to be learning today. I'm going to begin, before we get into the Torah, obviously the theme and the connection you will see is related to Rechman Alitzon, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to begin by quoting a piece from Rav Salvechik. Why do we read these three Haftorahs instead of a Haftorah connected to the Parsha? So the Rav says, a passage in the Gemara, in Maseches Megillah, indicates that Moshe instituted a rule that Am Yisrael should study the topics associated with the laws of Pesach, Shavuos, and Chag HaSukkos on those respective days. You should learn in Yonei Deyoma on the Shalosh Regalim. However, says the Rav, this rule is not limited to the three festivals, the Shalosh Regalim, the 3 weeks between 17th of Tammuz and 9th of Av are similarly set aside for reflection on our national calamity, based on an allusion in the verse in Yirmiyahu to a ripening almond tree. We're going to get there, okay? As well as a verse from Eicha, Kolrod Feha Hisiguha, all her pursuers overtook her, Beina Mitzarim, between the straits, which according to Medrash Eicha Rabbah refers to the 3 weeks. For this reason, the three Haftorahs of tragedy, Talas de Puranusa, supersede the Haftorahs with themes that relate to the respective Parshios, which would have otherwise been recited. So just like on a time of Simcha, V'samachta b'chagecha, V'yisach samech, L'shalosh u'galim, Moshe instituted a rule that we should learn in Yonei Deyoma about the Simcha, Rachmana Litzlan, during this time of 3 weeks of mourning for Churban Beit HaMikdash and Golos Tzion v'Yerushalayim, we read a Haftorah after Kriyas HaTorah related to the Churban. Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu gives us some history. It tells us who he is, who his father is, what town he's from, and during the reign of which kings he prophesied in Malchus Yehuda. Now we also know, of course, that Yirmiyahu is the prophet of Churban. He is a prophet who foresaw Churban Beit HaMikdash, Ayis Rishon. He's the prophet who composed the book of Eicha, the foreshadowing of the destruction. Of course, the people didn't want to hear it. He was thrown into prison. Eicha was burned, but the word of Hashem cannot be stopped. The people did not engage in teshuva. They didn't want to hear, and ultimately the Churban came. Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu min haKohanim asher ba'anasos be'eretz Binyamin. These are the words of Yirmiyahu, the son of Chilkiyahu, from the family of Kohanim, from the Kohanim that are in the town of Anasos or Anatot be'eretz Binyamin, in the land of Binyamin. You can still drive in the region of Binyamin today, in Eretz Yisrael, and you can see the sign. I haven't actually been to Anasos, but I remember a few years ago when we were touring Israel, we were in the region of Binyamin, and I saw the sign that says Anasos or Anatot. I was so excited. Asher hayad varshem elav, that the word of God was to Yirmiyahu, bime Yoshiyahu ben Amon, Melech Yehuda, in the days of Yoshiyahu, a son of Amon, the king of Yehuda, b'shlosh esrei shana l'malcho, in the 13th year of his rule. Furthermore, Pasuk Gimel tells us that Yirmiyahu also had prophecy in the days of Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, the king of Yehuda, until the completion of the 11th year of Tzidkiyahu, the son of Yoshiyahu, the king of Yehuda, ad gilos Yerushalayim b'chodesh hachamishi, until Jerusalem was exiled in the 5th month, which is what we call Av. Pasuk Dalet, and the word of Hashem was to me saying, Vayihi dvar Hashem elai lemor, b'terem etzarcha, u'babeten yedaticha, u'b'terem teitze mirechem hikdashticha. The word of God is telling Yirmiyahu that even before he was born, he was already chosen for a holy task to deliver the word of God. Before I even formed you in the stomach, like the womb, b'terem etzarcha b'beten yedaticha, I already knew you, says Hashem. And before you even came out of the womb, Hikdash Ticha, I set you aside for me. I sanctified you. I made you holy. Navi the Gayim Nisaticha, I have made you a prophet for the nations. Yirmiyahu does not only prophesy about and to Am Yisrael, he also prophesies in later Prakim about the other nations. Va'omar, and Yirmiyahu said back, aha, aha, Hashem Elohim, Hinelo Yadati Daber, Kinar Nochi. Yirmiyahu says, aha, Hashem Elohim, I do not know how to speak. I am but a lad, which means either he was young or he was not an eloquent speaker. I find this extremely, extremely interesting because, of course, who does it bring to mind? Moshe Rabbeinu. Perek Dalad Pasuk Yud at the burning bush in Sefer Shemos. Bi Hashem, lo ish devarim anochi. Gam betma, gam beshosham, gam me'az debarach es advecha. Es avdecha, ki kvad peh, kvad dashan anochi. Moshe also didn't want to be the leader to go to Am Yisrael. Why not? He was the greatest lo-kam Navi B'Yisrael Kamoshe. He was also a Navi. And he didn't want to go. He said, I can't speak. Which is the subject of my book, the springboard for Abled. Sometimes we say, Hashem, there's something holding me back. Everybody has some sort of challenge, disability. There's no such thing as perfection. We're all perfect as Hashem made us. Sometimes we look at our life situations, we're like, oh, I can't do that because of this situation. And it's fascinating to me that here we have such a great and holy man, the Navi Yirmiyahu, who like Moshe says, aha, Hashem Elohim, hine lo yadati daber. Kinar Anochi. Moshe said the people won't believe in me, they won't listen to me, I can't speak. And Aaron Yirmiyahu said, Nar Anochi, whether it means he's inexperienced or he's too young, he says, I can't speak. He also doesn't want to go. Just like Hashem did not accept Moshe's excuse, Vayomer Hashem Eli, Pasuk Zayin. And Hashem said back to Yirmiyahu, Al Tomar Nar Anochi. What does the Pasuk say about Moshe and Hashem? Vayichraf Hashem b'Moshe. Hashem does not like that. We all face challenges and situations. Maybe we feel like a nar. You know, you face a situation and I feel like Hashem, whoa. I'm just too inexperienced for this. I'm just too young, meaning I can't deal with this. We look at situations where life are like, it doesn't have to be a physical disability. It could be an emotional challenge, a financial challenge, a family challenge, intellectual challenge. And you're just like, nar, Anochi. I know you want me to do this mission, Hashem, but like, I can't. Hashem says, Al Tomar Nar Anochi. Hashem said to Moshe, enough. Hashem said to Yirmiyahu, don't say you are a Nar. Ki Al Asher Ashalachacha Teleich. Where I send you, you will go. What did Moshe say to Hashem? But Kitzur, not the exact same Lashon, the same thing. The Eish Kol Asher Atzavecha to Daber, and everything I command you, you will speak. Taka, the same thing by Moshe. Al Tira Mipneim, do not be afraid of the people, said Hashem. Ki Itcha Ani Latzilechanum Hashem. Why would Yirmiyahu be afraid of the people? Because who wants to hear bad news? Who wants to hear Churban's coming? Who wants to hear they have to mend their ways and leave the Avodah Zarah and go back to God? They don't want to hear it, and in fact, they didn't hear it. Hashem says, don't be afraid of them. I'm going to save you. Vayishlach Hashem Es Yado Vayagal Pi, indicating Hashem was sort of like healing him or giving him the Koch of Dibur. You say, you can't speak. Hashem sent forth his hand, Kaviyacha, and he touched Yirmiyahu on the mouth. Again, Hashem said to Moshe, don't say you can't go. I'm going to give you a helper. Something that I speak about in Abled is that while we're facing disabilities or challenges, very often, whether it's a close confidant, a family member, a community organization, someone we feel close to steps in to help us. That dugma is set for us in the Chumash by Moshe and Aaron. Moshe says, I can't speak. Hashem says, okay, there's a solution. Aaron, achichi, aneviecha. Of course, if a person doesn't want to help, we shouldn't impose ourselves on them. But very often, we need assistance when we're facing challenges. And in this case, Hashem himself came and he touched Yirmiyahu on the mouth. Yirmiyahu said, I can't talk. Hashem said, I, God, I'm going to be with you and heal you. Vayomer Hashem Eli, hinei nasati dvarai b'fichah. Hashem says, you see, behold, I placed my word in your mouth. Pasuk Yod, re'ei hivkadaticha yom hazal agoyim v'amam lachus. Behold, Hashem says, I have appointed you today over nations and over kingdoms to uproot, to smash, to eradicate, but also leave no will in Torah, to build and to plant. And the word of Hashem was to me saying, Pasuk Yod Aleph, Ma'ata ro'e Yirmiyahu, what do you see, Yirmiyahu? The Omer, and Yirmiyahu said, what do I see? Makel shakeid ani ro'e. I see the branch of an almond tree. Remember the famous song by Tu B'Shvat, Shkedia Poracha, Hashem is Zusaracha. Tziporim Meirosh Kogag, I don't remember the exact end of it. Makel Shaked, and he wrote a staff, a stick of an almond tree. I do see Vayomer Shem Eli, and Hashem said to Yirmiyahu, Hey, Tav Tol Yiros, you have seen correctly, you have seen good. Kishokade, it's a play on words. Ani Aldvri Lasos, because I am hurrying, I am hastening my word to perform it. Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik says about the almond tree. Yirmiyahu says, I see a rod of an almond tree. I'm quoting the Rav. Rashi to Kohalas quotes a Medrash, which asserts that from the beginning of the formation of the almond tree, on the tree until it ripens takes 21 days, corresponding to the number of days between the 17th of Tammuz, when the wall around Jerusalem was breached, to the 9th of Av, when the temple was destroyed. That's where Yirmiyahu sees an almond tree, and Hashem says, I am hurrying to do it. How long does it take for the almond to blossom? 21 days. We know how long the period of Bein HaMitzurim is. What's 3 weeks? 21 days. Although the verse in Yirmiyahu, in Perek Nun Beis, indicates that the breach in the wall occurred on the 9th of Tammuz. And Perek Nun Beis of Yirmiyahu, Yirmiyahu says that the breach of the wall occurred on the 9th of Tammuz. Interestingly, Talmud Yerushalmi, Maseches Taini, suggests the dating of this event by Yirmiyahu represents a miscalculation. How come we fast on Shivas Rebbe Tammuz and we hold that's the beginning of Bein HaMitzurim of Yirmiyahu, the prophet of Chorban, says the walls were breached on the 9th of Tammuz? So fascinating. Talmud Yerushalmi, Maseches Taini, suggests the dating of this event by Yirmiyahu represents a mistaken calculation. Wow. Tosfos, the Maseches Rosh Hashanah, explains, because the people were so distraught upon the loss of Jerusalem, they calculated incorrectly. Sometimes a person is confused or overwhelmed. Their mind's not working properly. They were so distraught over what happened, they calculated incorrectly. And in recording the events, Yirmiyahu did not wish to correct their mistake, this Tosfos, so as not to underscore their pain. Shows you the sensitivity of a leader, even in the midst of the Chorban, which was a punishment for Hashem. Yirmiyahu didn't want to invalidate or underscore their pain. Similarly, the Yerushalmi notes that in Yecheskel, the date of the destruction of the temple is recorded inaccurately as the 1st of Av rather than the 9th. So this is very interesting. Yirmiyahu mistakenly says that the walls were breached on the 9th. And Yecheskel in Perech Avav says the Churban happened on the 1st. Both of these are incorrect. And the Yerushalmi says the date brought down in Yecheskel of the destruction of the temple is recorded as the 1st of Av, not the 9th, which is incorrect. How do we come to that number? This too, this is fascinating, is based on Yirmiyahu's dating of the breach in Jerusalem walls, as the 1st of Av is 21 days after 9th Tammuz. In keeping with the tradition regarding the prophecy of the almond tree, Yecheskel records the day for the destruction of the temple as 21 days after the breach of the walls, as per Yirmiyahu. This mistake is recorded for all time, says the Rav, to teach us that despite the people's distress over destruction, they nevertheless retain their tradition regarding the interpretation of the vision of the almond tree and the 21-day period it signifies because of the temple's importance to them. I thought that was so extremely beautiful. And it shows you that even though the sins, we know the Gemara tells us in Yuma Tas Amud Beis, that because of the three cardinal sins, the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, Megidah Rai, Shvichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah, Ve'erig, Ve'al Yavurs. It was a sinful time, and they didn't want to listen to Yirmiyahu, but there was something inside of them that they understood when the Churban did come. It was such a great tragedy to them. And in their confusion of thinking it was the 9th, Yirmiyahu didn't want to overturn that or correct that, if you will. And therefore he left it. And so Yecheskel says the Churban was on the 1st, because that's a 21-day period. And therefore, Yirmiyahu sees a shakade, makel, a staff, a rod. They're going to be hit in the time period of 21 days from Shivas Rebbe Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. So Hashem says, you have seen well. Shokade ani al devarai la'asos. I am hurrying, I am hastening on my word to do it. And the word of Hashem appeared to me a second time, says Yirmiyahu, Pasuk Yod Gimel, saying, Ma ata ro'eh, what do you see? And Yirmiyahu said, Sir nafuach ani ro'eh, a boiling pot. Upanav mipnei tzfona, and its face is opening towards the north. The pot has an opening and it's facing towards the north, and it's boiling, burning. And Hashem said, Mitzafon tifatach ara, from the north, The evil will come, will be opened. I'll call Yoshve Haaretz over all the inhabitants of the land. The Shaked represents the 21 days of Beni Mitzarim, and the boiling pot represents the enemy who will come and descend upon Jerusalem and set her on fire. Kihinini kore the chomish b'chos mam lechos tzvon and umash. And behold, I am calling to all the families of the kingdoms of the north, says Hashem, uva'u, and they will come. V'nasnu ish kiso pasach sha'are Yerushalayim. And every king will establish his throne. Foreign kings, enemy kings, will establish their throne at the entrance to the gates of Jerusalem. And they'll establish dominion over the walls of Jerusalem around the Al-Kol Ore Yehuda and over all the cities of Yehuda. The Dibarti Mishpatayosam Al-Kol Ra'asam, I will speak my judgments against them. For their evil, Hashem says, I'm going to rebuke the people, the Bnei Yisrael. Asher azavuni, they left me. They brought ketores offerings, incense, to God, power for gods of others, of Odazar. They bow down to the work of their own hands. V'atan, Hashem tells Yirmiyah, you better be strong. This is a hard mission in front of you. V'atan, tazor masnecha, gird your loins. V'kamta, get up. V'dibarta, and speak to the people. As kol asher anochi atzavako, everything I command you. Al tachis mipneihem. Yirmiyah needs the chizuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't break down before them. You will not be able to stand before them unless you rely on me. Ani hine na saticha yam leir mivtzar ula amud barzel hu ula chomus nechoshos akol aretz. Hashem says, I am making you like a fortified city, like a pillar of iron, like walls of bronze over the whole earth for the kings of Yehuda, for her princes, for her kohanim, and for the nations of the world. Hashem says, they're going to fight against you. But they won't be able to overcome you because I am with you, says Hashem, in order to save you. And what's fascinating is we do not end the Haftorah here, even though this is the first of the Haftorahs in the 3 weeks. We end with Nechama. Perek Beis, the first three psukim. Vayidvar Hashem Eilai Leimar, Haloch v'karasa ba'aznei Yerushalayim Leimar. You all know these words. Ko amar Hashem, mezecharti lechesed ne'urayach, ahavas kululasayach, and the word of God came to Jeremiah and said, go, call in the ears of Jerusalem, and so you shall say, so says the Lord, I remembered the kindness of your youth. I remembered the love you had for me when you were my kala. You walked after me into the barren wilderness in a land that was not sown. You had so much emunah. You were my kala. I took you matzah and taro, and you didn't know what you were going to eat. You didn't know how you were going to have protection. You didn't know how you were going to survive the desert. You didn't ask questions. You loved me so much. Like a kala loves a chassan. You just came after me. I remember this kindness you did for me, says Hashem. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Whew. Hashem says, despite everything, Israel is sanctified and separate and designated for God. Reishis tuvu asa. Ooh, wow. Just like Reishis, the first of Bikurim, Reishis, Bikurim, Parshas Kisavo, Reishis Chala, Parshas Shlach, Perek Tesvav. Reishis Truma goes to the coin. All those Reishis are designated. They are holy. They're sanctified. Hashem says, you know who is my Reishis? Am Yisrael is the Reishis of my produce. Kol Achla V'yash Shamira Tavo Aleim Ne'um Hashem. Anyone who tries to devour, just like Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim, someone who eats Truma who's not allowed to. So Kosh Baruch says, anyone who eats my Reishis, my Am Yisrael, anyone who tries to consume Am Yisrael, they will be found guilty. Ya'ash Mu'ah. Tavo aleim, they will be found asham, guilty. Ra tavo aleim, evil will befall them, Neum Hashem. And so I think it's incredibly beautiful that even as we begin this period of Beinu Mitzarim and the Churban that is coming, even in the Churban, Hashem gives us divrei tanchumim through the prophet Yirmiyahu and consolation. We should be zoche to see the restoration of the glory. Ki ata Hashem be'esh hitzata uve'esh ata asid. Livnosa Baruch Atah Hashem Bone Yerushalayim Kol Tov B'Sorus Tovus Amenu Ula Artzenu Bezrat Hashem Shabbat Shalom.